So I want to just start with some of the real basics about pranayama and the breath and what Hari passed on to me with this. And so the first thing is your seated position for breathing. And it also becomes your seated position for meditation as well. And I talk about this early on in the book. Let's see here. From Swami Kuvalayananda on page 57. And it's called the controlled lower abdomen. So Eric Schiffman teaches this too, although he teaches it for that nice straight back for meditation, and it's exactly the same thing. So I've kind of used his description of how to get into the pose. So you'll sit cross-legged and then reach forward with your hands to lengthen your spine, and then walk your way back up to your seated position, just leaning back to the point where you feel the lower abdominal muscles engage to hold you upright. So if you lean too far back, you're struggling for your balance. But if you lean forward, your lower belly relaxes. Okay, so it's just finding this little spot. So you can still be on a block if you need that for your comfort of your hips. But the spot is where the area below the navel engages. And then this is that lovely straight spine.
So it's not so much Mons that you feel in flexors too, just here?
It's just we want this engagement below the navel. Thanks for the question, Denise. Yeah, so it's easy to discover when we relax that, all we do is lean forward a bit and then the belly relaxes. And then you just lean back a bit and below the navel engages. So you don't want to be fighting with it, but it's that lovely little sweet spot there. The reason this is important is the research that Swami Kuvalayananda did in Kaivalya Dhamma Ashram is how do we get the greatest utilization of our lung capacity? And so he did studies with the lower abdomen relaxed and breathing in, and then studies with the firmness below the navel and breathing in, and we would actually get more oxygen or breath in our lungs by having that firmness below the navel. So if you just lean forward a little so below the navel relaxes and take in a lovely deep breath and exhale, you can feel a bit of a downward pressure towards the earth. It's like the pelvic floor is pressing downward, and the upper ribs actually get a bit shortchanged. So if you lean back now to the firmness below the navel, and then take in a lovely deep breath, you feel this upward lightness in the body, and the upper part of your rib cage actually gets to expand. Can you feel the difference? Yeah, and it just feels so much different. So if you're doing a pranayama practice and below the navel is relaxed, I actually feel I get tired faster. It feels like more effort than if I have this gentle leaning back for this upright spine. So the Sushumna, the central canal, is really quite prepared for Kundalini or ready. And then this expansion of the chest cavity is much easier. So this was really important to Hari. And he would talk to me a lot about this importance because the research was done at Kaivalya Dhamma Ashram. That's a scientific research of yoga is done there and has been done for many, many years. And we can understand how that this little hint got missed at the top of page 59, there's a quote from Mr. Iyengar's book, Light on Yoga, and he suggests that we fill the lungs up to the brim. But then he goes on to say, Care should be taken not to bloat the abdomen in the process of inhalation. So if we only think of the first part, fill the lungs up to the brim, we're going to do everything we can, and that often means to bloat this lower abdomen. But when you hear the second part, care should be taken not to bloat the abdomen in the process of inhalation, then this begins to make sense, this slight firmness below the navel. So that will be something for the techniques that we do today to keep in mind, that if you notice that you've leaned forward and now that's relaxed, that you just realign yourself and have that firmness below the navel, and then you'll feel this light body come into play. We don't worry about that in techniques like Kapalabhati or Bhastrika. Just forget about that. But for anything like alternate nostril breathing, ujjayi breath, and your meditation time, we're looking for that slight firmness below the navel.